From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Wales has become the first nation to officially withdraw support for the re-election of FIFA President Gianni Infantino. The decision follows the loss of confidence in Infantino's leadership after his attempt to sell off stakes in the World Cup drew backlash. The Wales Football Association stated that Infantino's inability to put football's best interests first is a failure they could not accept. Welsh international and Swansea City player Ben Cabango has been banned from driving. The 26-year-old from Penmark was caught using his mobile phone behind the wheel on the A4067 in Swansea earlier this year. Cabango entered a guilty plea in court and has been disqualified from driving for 6 months. The Edwardian Rose Garden at Dufferin Gardens is in full bloom this summer after a decade-long restoration. The garden in Wenvo was restored using the original plans and photographs of Thomas Mawson from the early 1900s. A spokesperson for the garden stated that the team have rebuilt the hedges, beds, pathways and planting, with every detail chosen with the purpose of having long-term resilience. 800 singers across 14 choirs took part in a single choir competition at the National Eisteddfod. The largest participating choir was Corganog, featuring 117 singers consisting of former and current pupils of Ysgol Gymraeg Bro Morgannwg in Barry. The competition's winners were Corbryn Owain from Cowbridge. In sport, Cardiff City finished off their pre-season with an emphatic 4-1 victory over Champions League side AS Roma. Goals from Yusuf Salah, Ollie Tanner and Bluebirds Academy graduate Kyan Ashford secured the win, while Nathan Trott denied Paulo Dybala from the penalty spot. Brian Barry Murphy's side next face Swindon Town in the EFL Cup this Saturday.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with Bro Radio and me, Mike Fowler. And on today's show, we've got the return of football to the Vale with the best of the action from the Cymru Premier, the Cymru South, and selected matches from your Vale football teams. We're also going to be taking a look back at the Commonwealth Games to see how Team Wales finally got on as that finished. We're going to take a dip into the cricket to see how your Vale teams have been getting on and what's to look forward to with cricket. And we're going to be talking about darts on today's show, and we're going to be bringing you all the information you need to know about that. So all that and more here to come at Bro Radio. Fowler at Pro Radio, and we're going to start with the Cymru Premier. And Barrytown United opened their 2026-27 Navarra Cymru Premier campaign with a dramatic 2-1 victory over newcomers Cambrian United, as Daniel Smith's stoppage time winner secured all 3 points at Jenner Park. Prior to kick off, both clubs came together to pay tribute to Tony Barnett, observing a minute's applause in his memory. The visitors got proceedings underway, but it was Barry who settled into the contest quickest after Josh Allen's tame effort was comfortably collected by George Radcliffe in the fifth minute. Town began to take control of possession. Jack Shaw was at the heart of Barry's best early moments. A superb piece of individual skill allowed the midfielder to release Owen Cudahy down the left, whose dangerous delivery flashed across goal just out of reach of Elliot Dugan. Shaw then embarked on a driving run of his own. Minutes later, forcing a deflected effort that was gathered by Cambrian goalkeeper. Cambrian threatened sporadically with Dylan Edwards firing over from distance before Jake Morris tested Radcliffe with another long-range effort. That Barry goalkeeper dealt with comfortably, and Barry continued to create cleared openings. Cudahy once again found space down the left to deliver a cross towards Dugan, whose glancing header was deflected into the goalkeeper's hands before Sean Spence won a corner that ultimately came to nothing. The visitors came closest to breaking the deadlock on the half-hour mark when Alex Bonthron raced clear on goal, only to lift his effort high over the crossbar with Radcliffe closing him down. With both defences standing firm the closing stages of the half, the sides went into interval level with an evenly contested 45 minutes. Barry emerged from the break with renewed purpose. Just 2 minutes into the second half, Josh Barnard's dangerous cross was tipped behind by Cambrian goalkeeper, setting the tone for a strong spell of pressure. And the breakthrough arrived in the 49th minute. Spence's corner was initially punched clear, but Barry quickly recycled possession through Barnard, whose inviting delivery found Callum Saintie, and the skipper showed excellent technique to chest the ball down before producing a superb volley into the back of the net and give Town the deserved lead. Saintie continued to lead by example moments later, producing a perfectly timed goal-saving tackle before winning an important free kick to relieve pressure. And Barry searched for a second as Richard's header from another Spence corner was comfortably held, while excellent defensive work denied Dugan and Jaden Crosby after the pair combined well inside the penalty area. Another teasing Cudahy cross then caused confusion between Cambrian goalkeeper and defender, but Daniel Smith was unable to capitalise on the loose ball. And despite Barry's dominance, Cambrian found himself level on 70 minutes when Liam Eason's clinically finished to make it 1-1. The equaliser lifted the visitors, who enjoyed their strongest spell of the match. Eason fired another effort over the crossbar before forcing Radcliffe into an excellent save with an acrobatic overhead kick. Barry almost reclaimed the advantage 5 minutes from time. Ellis Williams delivered an inviting cross into the penalty area where Spence rose highest, only to see his powerful header crash against the crossbar. And with the contest seemingly heading for a share of the spoils, Barry produced one final moment of quality deep into stoppage time. Following a brief coming together between the two sides before the restart, Owen Cudahy delivered a dangerous free kick into the 6-yard area. Daniel Smith reacted quickest to the loose ball, smashing it home from close range in the 91st minute to spark jubilant celebrations around Jenner Park. Cambrian launched one final attack in search for an equaliser, but their last effort sailed over the bar before the referee brought an end to an entertaining opening night contest. So that was Barry's first game of the season, and that result leaves them sitting fourth in the league. And on Friday they have the away trip then to Flint Town United, but they're back at Jenner Park on the 14th, where they host rivals Cardiff Met in what is going to be a really good game. They always seem to have good games against Cardiff Met. They're usually quite close. And it's not just the men's team that are getting themselves ready. The Adran Premier have released their fixture list as well, and the Barry Town United women's games, and some notable games in the Adran Premier. So the first game for Barry, that's going to be at home to Britton Ferry. And then the game before they have the winter break, so that's going to be the 6th of December, that is. And that's away to Swansea City Women. And then the last game of Phase 1, that's away to Cardiff City Women on the 31st of January. So the full fixtures are out now for the Adran Premier. And it's always the ones that you look at, isn't it? It's the first game of Phase 1, the last game of Phase 1, and what you've got around the festive periods and also what you've sort of the teams that you love watching them play against. But that brings you all up to date with what's been going on in the Cymru Premier and the Adran Premier. But we're going to be bringing you the selected results from your other teams around the Vale, including the Cymru South.
Bro Radio. Bob blwyddyn, mae miloedd o oedolion yn dysgu gyda Choleg Caerdydd ar Fro. Cynigion amrywiaeth enfawr o gyrsiau I ddatblygu'ch sgiliau, I fynd â'ch gyrfa i'r lefel nesaf neu newid cyfeiriad. Cynhelir cyrsiau ar safleoedd ar draws Caerdydd ar Fro a chydachyllid ar gael gallwch chi ddysgu am ddim. Ewch I cavc.ac.uk/cy/coursesforadults am ragor o fanylion ac I wneud cais heddiw.
Case Cafe at the YMCA Hub has a brand new name. Introducing Hub Coffee, the place to be for great coffee and good conversation. Our own blend fair trade coffee really hits the spot. And we cook our party breakfasts till 11:30 a.m. Hub Coffee also serves a tasty lunchtime menu featuring some special offers for kids. You'll find Hub Coffee in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 2 on Saturdays. Ta-ta tan talk. See you soon.
The water is home to unseen threats. Threats that will take your breath away. Cold water and hidden currents catch out even the strongest swimmers. If you find yourself struggling in the water, remember, float to live. Tilt your head back with your ears submerged, relax, and try to control your breathing. Float to live is a life-saving message from the RNLI.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
Get the latest traffic and travel on the Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel.
Powered by DG Window Services, a family-run business with 30 years' experience. Just search DG Window Services online.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're continuing the sports action with the Cymru South. And Llantwit Major, they lost 3-0 at home to Pure Swansea. That was a Bradley Gibbons with the first goal on the stroke of half-time. Casey Coughlin and Mason Kelly sealed the victory. So that result leaves Llantwit Major in 16th. And on Friday, they are away to Avonlea. Carrideely also lost 4-3 away to Carnarvon. There were no goals in the first half, but Rhys Jenkins saw red and Daniel Griffiths failed from the spot. Liam Thomas put the home side in front, followed by a second for Carnarvon. Liam Thomas then put the hosts further in front, but Liam Bishop pulled one back, Vaughan Fowler with a second for Carrideely, and Daniel Griffiths made it 3-3. But that wasn't to be, as Lewis Reed popped up with a 90th minute winner for Carmarthen. And that result leaves Carrideely in 10th place. And next Friday, they're at home to Inishere Albion. But then on Saturday, Barry Athletic, they lost 6-3 away to Tom Pentra. One first half goal each saw the teams tied at half time. The home team then scored with Barry Athletic responding once again, and then Simon Weaver went and put the home side in front once more before two quick goals made it 5-2. Theo Sava got one back, but Conor Ray made sure of the result, and Barry Athletic are next away on Saturday to Cogan Corinthian. And Cardiff Airport also lost 2-1 to Tree Harris on Saturday. So Matthew Selick and Dylan Hodgkin penalty had Cardiff Airport trail 2-0 at half time. Oliver Amos did get one back for Cardiff Airport. Then Hodgkin missed another penalty to end the scoring in that game. And on Saturday, Cardiff Airport, they're away to Evans and Williams. And Dinas Powers, they didn't have a game, but on Saturday they are at home. They are away to Margam Youth Centre. And Ely Rangers, they were in action as well, and they beat Newport Saints 3-2. And that started with a Luke Bernage with the first half goal. Richard Greaves doubled the advantage after the break. Dan Storer pulled one back, but Harrison Coughlin made it 3, and then Jack Beach with a late penalty, and Ely Rangers are next at home to Llantwit Vardra. And there's some history in the making as pre-season continues on Wednesday as FC Barry, they welcome Llantwit Major FC to the Reservoir Field. And this fixture marks the first ever home game for the football arm of Barry Rugby Football Club Sports and Community Hub on there. So this is FC Barry playing their first game at the Reservoir Field. And that's on Wednesday, and that's a 7 p.m. kickoff. If you're free, come along and be part of a little piece of club history as FC Barry at home for the first time on there. And up next here at Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists, and this is Someone by Redwood City.
We'll be right back.
So that was Someone by Redwood City. And we're going to be taking a look now at what's been going on with your Vale cricket teams. And I must admit, they've had the weather for it. Probably a little bit cooler than it's been the last few weekends, but probably still very warm out in the middle doing their thing. But we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club and the Vale Cricket Club's first 11. They lost to Blackwood Town's first 11 by 77 runs. Their second 11, they beat Penarth's third 11 by 153 runs. Whereas the third 11 lost to Newport Fugitives' third 11 by 6 wickets. And the fourth 11, they lost to Bridgend Town's fifth 11 by 10 wickets. So what have we got to look forward to if you're a Vale County cricket fan for the weekend? Well, at home, the first 11 are against Mystic Manor's second 11, and that's going to be at Corntown. The second 11, they're away to Pontegg's second 11. And the third 11, they're away to Monmouth's second 11. Whereas the fourth 11 are at home to Cunnan Valley's first 11, and that's going to be at Wick Village Green. Barry Athletic have been also in action, but they lost to the Cardiff third 11 by 35 runs, and their second 11 lost to St Fagan's third 11 by 4 wickets. And on the weekend, the Barry Athletic first 11, they're away to Pontminster and Cross Keys first 11, and the second 11 are at home to Sudbrook's second 11. And as we move ourself across the Vale to Penarth, so Penarth's first 11 lost to Pontralis's first 11 by 10 wickets, whereas their second 11 beat Chepstow's second 11 by 67 runs, and their third 11 lost, as we know, to the Vale's second 11 by 153 runs, and their fourth 11 lost to Bridgend Town's third 11 by 7 wickets. Their fifth 11, they beat Monmouth's third 11 by 10 wickets. And for them to look games to look forward to on the weekend, Penarth's first 11 are at home to Abergavenny's first 11. Second 11 are away to Blackwood Town's first 11. And the thirds are at home to Hopkins Town's firsts. The fourths are away to Abergavenny's thirds. And the fifths are at home to Miskin Manor's fourths. So that keeps you up to date with what's been going on with some of your Vale cricket teams. But there's also been another competition that started the back end of July. And this is the 100 cricket tournament. And it's a franchise tournament there. So you might get players who play for them for one season that don't play again for the same team. And Wales have got a team in it, so it's the Welsh Fire, and I know the men's team has got current England Test captain Joe Root in it as well for them. But we're going to look at how the women have been getting on first of all. But before I do that, so the 100, some people might wonder what that is, and it's essentially same rules as normal cricket, except you've only got 100 balls. You've got 100 balls to make as many runs as possible. There are some little differences to sort of traditional cricket on there, and I think the biggest one being that the bowlers don't bowl six balls. They bowl five at a time, or they bowl in blocks of five. And the Welsh Fire women have played a few games there. They played three in July, where they lost to the Southern Braves, but they did beat MI London Women, but then they lost to the Trent Rockets. And on Saturday they lost to Birmingham Phoenix, where they are now. And what does that do for the table for the women's 100? So they're currently sitting in sixth in the table, having played four games. Now the table, the way it works there, if you're looking at that, so whoever's first is automatically through to the final, and then who's second and third will play against each other, and then they will take on whoever's first. So top three go through everybody else. Everyone else, it's game over there. And the Welsh Fire women are currently sitting in fourth place on there. There is a bit of a gap from them to third place. It does seem like potentially the top three are already set in the women's women's side of it. But how have the Welsh Fire men got on? And with this as well, you play the same team. So what happens is the women will play their match, and then the men will play against exactly the same team as well there. So two for one. If you're going to get tickets there for that, you can watch the two games at the same time, one straight after each other there. So it is a full sort of afternoon of it. And how did they get on, the Welsh Fire men? So they beat the Southern Braves. They also beat MI London, and they lost then to the Trent Rockets. And again, they also played on Saturday against Birmingham Phoenix, where they beat, they won in as well there. So for the men's table, Welsh Fire are currently sitting in third place there. So again, the first place team automatically goes to the final, and second and third will play each other for a chance to play the team in the final. So it's okay there. And they're sitting in third place, but they've actually got a game in hand on some of the teams around them. So I think it could be quite promising there for the Welsh Firemen. They're looking quite good there, and everything can change round when it comes to cricket there, on there. So I wouldn't count the Welsh Fire women out either. But still, to come here at Bro Radio, we've got a little dad story to tell you about, but we're also going to do a little review of what's been going on in the Commonwealth Games.
Bro Radio.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website, parkfunerals.co.uk, or call us on 01446 421212, and our caring team will help you.
If your home is looking tired and in need of renovation, or you're running out of space and could benefit from a loft conversion or extension, call Marshall Development Group and let us get to work. Our high-quality, professional construction services are built on 27 years of industry experience. Marshall Development Group covers the entirety of the Vale and beyond, with all projects backed by our workmanship guarantee. For a free quote, see marshalldevelopmentsltd.co.uk.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support, you can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
In hotter weather, our rivers and coastal waters are never more tempting, but they are cold enough to take your breath away. And hidden currents catch out even the strongest swimmers. If you find yourself struggling in the water, remember, float to live. Tilt your head back with your ears submerged, relax, and try to control your breathing. Float to live is a life-saving message from the RNLI.
Thank you.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a review back now at the Commonwealth Games. So this was a streamlined version of the Commonwealth Games after Glasgow kind of stepped in to say that they would hold the games after it should have been held down in Australia. But what's that mean for the results of that? Well, Wales finished in a very respectable ninth in the medal table. They took 9 gold, 10 silver and 12 bronze, so a total of 31 medals. And when you think they took a team of around 110 athletes, so that is a really good return for that. And I think some of the some other sports, if it was a full Commonwealth calendar, we probably would have had a few more medals than that as well. And this was, I read somewhere before they wanted 35 to 36 medals and they won 31, but I still think that's sort of a success. I mean, it's only a couple of medals short of our most successful games, and that was in 2018 in the Gold Coast when we brought home 10 gold, 12 silver and 14 bronze. So we're a little bit behind in each category on there, but there were more events that we could take part in there as well. And where did our medals come from? So 11 of them came in cycling, and Emma Finucane won 4 gold medals on the final day there. And I mean, that's an absolute sterling performance there as well. We were at six medals in swimming, 5 in athletics, 4 in boxing, 3 in artistic gymnastics, and 1 each in bowls and weightlifting. So we are sort of across the board there was a lot of medals going on, and I just think that goes from strength to strength there. I mean, as we said, it's not quite the most we've ever won, but I think with the amount of events that were there and there would have been a little bit of chaos thrown into it as well, with not sure what was happening when the games potentially weren't going ahead as well, because there was a real risk that the Commonwealth Games might not have happened there. So it's been a long time since that happened, and a lot of these athletes, they kind of use it as building up towards sort of Olympics and European Championships. So good, I think it was, it was a great effort there, a great effort to run have the event running, but an even better effort by Wales there with their 31 medals. And I think that just bodes well for sports around Wales. So that's our very quick look back and review of what happened at the Commonwealth Games.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is even after all these years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is rare,
I'm
This is your Monday Night Sport with me, Mike Fowler. And young players from Cardiff Coronation Junior Darts Corporation Academy swap competitive play for coaching last week, delivering an interactive sports session for pupils at Pencoitry High School. The session was delivered as part of the school's Summer Food and Fun program, which provides local children with physical activity, enrichment and healthy meals during the school holidays. And six of the academy's senior players, Archie, Dylan, Drew, Jack, Theo and Evan, alongside their coaches Kate, Russ and Andrew, spent last Thursday morning in the school's main hall showing the year 7 and 8 pupils how to play the sport, guide them through the targeted games and share their passion for darts. And following a successful morning session, the young volunteers were then treated to a well-earned lunch to celebrate their hard work and community spirit. Cardiff Coronation JDC Academy offers structured darts coaching for young people across Barry and the Vale of Glamorgan. And for more information or joining inquiries, contact CoganJDCAcademy@gmail.com. So that's CoganJDCAcademy@gmail.com. And it's great to see there that the children from the academy, their senior players, were sort of passing on and sharing their knowledge to people who haven't played, or were not sure about playing. I mean, darts is sort of one of those, I think, everybody, it's an inclusive sport and everybody can play there. But is there a sports team, sports club or sport that you think I should be talking about here at Bro Radio? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me on sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm, and you can tell me all about the sports team, sports club or sport that you think I should be talking about that. Better still, I could even invite you along here to Bro Radio headquarters and you could tell me all about the sport and I could sort of quiz you about rules and how you got into it and why you think people of the Vale should know about it and what makes you so passionate about the sport. Talking about passion, up next, up Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. Someplace I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
for quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfwit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
It's back for 2026. And this year, Barry Town Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square and Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and Knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.